But I'm a cheerleader, stuck at the top of a gay pyramid. Time to dismount. Time to change the routine. To cartwheel in a straight path. Wanting the same sex is obscene. A need for a spotter of the opposite. I will backhand spring, chanting, yes, yes, no homo. Yes, yes,
no homo.
Mikey Mac.
What
up? And we got Anthony.
Bringing the spirit.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And then we got a very special guest to round out our little gay escapade for Gay Pride Month. We got Sam, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, silly faggot. Dicks are for chicks.
That's right.
Yeah, tagline from the movie.
And we're going to be taking through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And like I said, we're finally getting done with Gay Month. We love our gays so much. Right. We just kept rolling with it.
We brought one on here.
Yeah, extra episode. Yeah, extra. We're like, so yeah. Much gay stuff, we're just going to do one more. We just need a little bit.
And then we brought our gayest friend on the show.
Yep, gayest friend. I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
Yep. He's married to a woman.
Super gay.
Married, he's super gay.
Yeah, was married and has a daughter.
Yes.
Our gayest friend, Sam!
Welcome! Hello! Hey!
Yeah. First time Voyager.
Yep.
We'll show you the ropes.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Not going to get seasick.
I've got me sea legs.
Yeah, I've got me sea legs.
But yeah, we're doing his pick. The 99 classic. But I'm a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Good
Hell
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I just love that phrase.
Yeah, it's such a great title. Just
but I'm a cheerleader
right from the get go. Yeah, but I'm a cheerleader. Like, I can't be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was foundational for me as a child. Young Sam. Oh, wow. Loved this movie. Yeah, like 10 years old, watching it on Showtime or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah. Classic.
Does it still hit the same?
It hits better now.
Hits harder.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more maturity in being like, you know, 30 instead of like 10, but
I am a different person.
Yes, I have grown up. Yeah, I can like read a lot better. But yeah, it's
I can read
it's
still a lot good. Better.
Yeah, I can read a lot better, you know. It's like after I've smoked a cigarette, you know, it's a different man.
This is nice. Napoleon Dynamite before Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
is this like popular at all? Or
I mean, it's a cult classic because it got a 43% on that tomato meter. Ooh, it's a little stinky.
Well, is it? But it's like rotten.
A little bit. It's a little green, but yeah. It got a 75% on that audience score. That's not bad.
That's nice.
That's right.
They know.
I mean, yeah, it has 91 like professional reviews and then 25,000 plus audience. So I feel like it's a culty classic.
A lot of those negative reviews were just like homophobes. You know what I mean? Especially in the 90s, you were allowed to be open about it.
So. Yeah, like Roger Ebert.
Yeah, of course.
This movie is like pretty in your face as far as like gay culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also like a lot of stereotypes and stuff though too, but
Yeah, like every gay man in this movie is a bottom. It's like the most bottom you've ever seen. Like,
yeah, I mean, you have RuPaul. Like,
yeah,
let's just that right there.
Yeah, he's like the straightest guy in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. He's the straightest. Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit, which one's RuPaul?
The
counselor.
Yeah, the counselor.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's RuPaul's wow. Drag Race. Yeah,
right. You can barely recognize him.
That's crazy.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, he does great. Yeah, he just immediately pulls it off. It just shows how successful the reforming is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the poster child's like the RuPaul. Just like that says enough. Yeah. Like real conversions
as
well.
He still wants that rock.
Yeah. Yeah. RuPaul famous for watching a man drown outside of his New York apartment and going, I don't want to deal with that.
No way.
Yeah. Yes.
What the fuck?
Not a real story. It can't be.
Got no time for it, dude.
It's a real story. RuPaul saw someone drowning outside his apartment, and he was like, "Nah." Just walked away. Just bro, it's like none of my business. Geez.
New York ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit, man.
He is a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm RuPaul.
I'm Paul.
Yeah. Like Shashay away. He said that as they drowned.
But it's got a 6.8 on IMDb, though.
Yeah, 6.8. That's not pretty bad.
Good. The true movie fans understand it better.
Rotten yeah, Tomatoes. The comparison.
Yeah, the Rotten Tomatoes is a bunch of fakers.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared. Cut this. Oh, wow. It's just under Major League.
Okay.
The baseball comedy from the late 80s.
Major League, huh?
Yeah,
Charlie Sheen.
It's a good movie.
Nice.
Another good comedy movie. Hey, you know, I did like Major League.
Oh yeah,
and it's just above Ghostbusters 2, which Ghostbusters 2 came out the same year as Major League.
Oh wow.
Okay.
That is interesting.
Jamie Babbitt did not do
Ghostbusters. Hey,
Jamie Babbitt.
She just did a bunch of like TV shows, just like a few episodes.
Yeah, no, she didn't really do much.
Yeah, I see she did two episodes of The L Word, which is like, that's a
yeah, or like Nip Tuck or Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, Gossip Girl, Gilmore Girls, Ugly Betty. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's, I mean, all she did was co-write it with Brian Peterson, this movie. Which Brian Peterson more so, I mean, more TV writing
the apex for Jamie Babbitt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, early in her career.
It's like one of her first movies, yeah.
This is Sam's favorite thing Jamie Babbitt has done.
Yeah.
It's everyone's favorite thing Jamie Babbitt has done.
No, there's someone who hates this movie but is a big fan of Alias and loved this episode.
That episode, yeah.
Yeah. The guy's like, I love Cougar Town.
I love Cougar Town.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, you know, everyone's a Cougar Towner.
But we actually have a little bit of a cast. We've got a nice little cast here.
There's a lot of, like, that guy. Like, you'll recognize a lot
yeah.
of people.
Yeah. And we got Natasha Lyon? Lyon?
Yeah. From like Russian Doll.
Yeah. It's Orange is the New yeah. Black and all that.
Oh, that's yeah, right. Well, that's where I recognize her
American
most
Pie
from.
Also.
Yep. American Pie.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. And then who is it? Clea Duvall? I feel like I don't know why her face for some reason just
the faculty.
Like I've seen her, but
yeah, the faculty.
That's the main
Argo.
One for me, the faculty.
Yeah, she usually has a pretty small role. She was in Better Call Saul.
Okay.
She has a great face for film. Especially like in the 90s. She has a great face for 90s films.
Yeah, she had a great face for the Butch love interest. Like she fit the bill really well.
Yeah.
Late 90s Butch interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Michelle Williams.
Yeah, he was not in it enough.
Yeah, right? If she, yeah, she was like, I saw she's like one of the top cast, but then she's barely in it.
Yeah, she's just like one of the cheerleaders that outs her.
The cheerleading captain, I think. Supposed to be her homegirl.
Michelle Williams is awesome, though. I love Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
She's great. She's in Venom, also.
Venom.
Oh, nice. There we go.
And Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, so she's in all the gay ones. That's the she loves triple gay threat movies. Right there. Triple threat of gay movies. But I'm a cheerleader, Brokeback Mountain, and then the gayest of them all, Venom.
The top of that mountain.
Yeah, top of the mountain. When you break the mountain, you end up with Venom.
And then we got my girl, Kathy Moriarty.
Yep.
No, oh, nice.
She killed it. Like she was the best.
Yeah, I love her. She like from Casper. Warden.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, that's where I knew her from.
Yeah, that's it.
She's in Raging Bull. Casper.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you call that position that she carries?
How do, like cult leader?
Like the owner of this repression camp.
Like camp director.
Yeah, director.
Director, owner.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her son is hilarious. Just like the gayest guy.
Rock. Yeah. Rock is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I mean, last but not least, RuPaul.
Oh.
Yeah.
I already said it. Already mentioned, but mention him again.
RuPaul.
Yeah.
He slays. My favorite fracker.
Freaking fracker.
Okay, honorable mention to Kip Pardue from Remember the Titans.
Oh yeah, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the incredible kisser.
That's right. Oh my god.
No. He's not the kisser. Kip Pardue is the one of the gay guys that gets put into the.
Oh, is solitary. He the one who gets put in the doghouse? Oh.
Yeah, he gets put in the doghouse. He was in Remember the Titans. I think he was the quarterback, like Sunshine.
He was Sunshine.
Okay. I think he was Sunshine or something. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then Dante Basco's from Hook. The Asian, the Filipino looking guy at the end.
Dolph.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Dolph.
Oh, random. My God. Oh, yeah,
a lot of good small performances, though.
Yeah.
Like the Jewish kid's great.
Yeah, I like the Spanish kid.
the Spanish kid.
Andre's the best. First
number you guys are liars.
Shit. Everyone passed but one, and it's like the gayest guy ever.
No, that was, oh my god. Yeah, Andre is the man.
Yeah, he's got it.
I just can't be Butch. he's so good. No cinematographer, because fuck that shit.
Yep.
I think we all know why.
I mean, all you gotta know is it looks like a classic 90s cinematography. Like,
there's a few good shots, I'd say. Yeah,
I feel like it's more like a credit to like the set design.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. A lot of pink.
It kind of reminds me of like Edward Scissorhands or something.
Oh yeah, it definitely gives Tim Burton vibes.
Yeah,
it's like Tim Burton meets gay Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
which is what we've all been asking for.
Yeah, that's like literally in my journal.
Yeah, that's
that's in your journal.
Yeah, I just wrote that down when I woke up.
When I woke up.
Yeah, I woke up. I was like, gay Napoleon Dynamite.
I mean, Sam picked it. I don't know if you want to lead the narrative, if you want to guide us through this, or if you just want to do it as a team.
Sure. I mean, I can give it a shot. So, I mean, the film opens up, you know, nice, great, like 70s style, like title cards, got like nice bright colors, big font. And we have our main character sitting there staring at the women jumping around, bouncing around, looking at the other cheerleaders. Boing, thinking boing. That, boing, seeing the butts and the boobs flopping about. Yeah,
that was a cool part.
Yep. And just thinking, this is normal. This is what they see this and they go, that's awesome. I'm sexually excited right now.
Yeah.
This is the most heterosexual feeling ever. So it goes through the normal life. You know, she's sitting there looking at all these beautiful women. She goes, I can't wait to kiss my boyfriend. So it leaves cheerleading. She goes about her normal life as a good Christian girl, right? Gets with her boyfriend in the car, and you get some of the best kissing probably ever in the movie.
Yeah, kiss of the year.
Yeah,
yeah, it's basically just her, like, thinking about whatever the hell else while he just, like, eats her face.
Yeah, mouth full open, tongue out, like it's a monster.
No, if I had a girl kissing me like that, I'd probably be thinking about guys' asses and dicks in my face,
for
too.
Sure.
Just
for
anything sure. else other than that. Whatever's going on there.
She basically just, like, opens her eyes and opens her mouth and just accepts whatever and happens.
Going deep in there.
See both their tongues just, like, slithering around on their faces.
When they do that in film, the main thing that I think of is it takes me out of the film itself, and I think of the actors actually doing that to each other. And it just made me I was laughing every time they had a scene where they kiss, because, you know, like, from Natasha's standpoint, like, she's literally, like, tonguing this dude and it looks so fucking awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's just sitting there, like, with her tongue out and he's just, like, fucking licking
her.
He's
doing all the work.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. She's
kind of starfishing it up right there.
Yeah, it's wild. It's comical.
Yeah, it's very comical. Yeah, you get the first insight into her sexual activity with men. Definitely uninterested, not enjoying it.
Yeah, just the whole time.
Just getting through it. It's a chore. It's not like a thing you want to do. It's a chore you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time she's sitting there thinking about her comrades in cheerleading, the other girls hopping around. You know, just something to get her through the day.
Oh yeah, they got state champs coming up too.
They got state champs. They're about to leave at 7:30, like 2 days from then. They're going out to do their state cheerleading championship. So it cuts to the next day. You know, they show her parents. They show that she's a vegetarian because her parents are eating meat and she's not, which I guess is very gay, is being a vegetarian. It's just like the default. It's like, oh, that's very gay activity, a woman being a vegetarian. Like, that would make more sense if it was, like, a man, but whatever.
What?
So, whatever. They cut to her the next day. Her boyfriend's there. She's with her cheerleading captain, I think, right? She's with the lady you guys like. And then, you know, Michelle Williams. She opens up her locker. Mm. She's got pictures of women all over the locker. And then her boyfriend comes up. Gives her the worst kiss again, just like more mouth stuff going on.
It's like a dog.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's
yeah.
the same thing every
It's like
time.
Your dog just trying to tell you that he loves you.
Yeah, which it's endearing in a way, yeah.
Yeah, what did she... She was like, yeah, go Cougars, stay champs. And then he's just like, meet me up by the car in 10 minutes.
And you can sort of tell by now that, like, the other classmates think she's gross. Like, she walks up and they're, like, kind of, like, avoiding her and stuff like that. They could tell that she's been eyeballing them maybe a little bit more than, like, normal eyeballs come at them, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was just because she was, like, that uppity cheerleader. And everyone's just like, get away from... My God. I thought that, like, they just thought she was annoying.
I think it's because everyone knows she's gay.
Yeah, no, yeah, I see that now, but at first I was just like,
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, for me, I was picking that for the women, because they're like, you know, I don't know where the movie takes place. I don't think they specifically say if it's like a conservative
Seems like Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like vague Midwest American. Yeah. So her friend, like, you know, takes the little picture of the lady out of her locker, right? She moves on with her day. And then it cuts, I think, pretty abruptly then, right, to the next day, where she's like, getting ready, or she's like that day, like leaving, right? She's going back to her house. Her boyfriend's driving super slow in traffic. Some car is like speeding like crazy around him, like some madman, right? Because he's trying to like build up time for RuPaul to get there to take her to gate.
Yeah, meanwhile, RuPaul comes in a sky blue van.
Yeah. bright, distinct colors.
Yeah.
You get back to the house and we meet RuPaul for the first time. And he's talking in like super corporate lingo. We get introduced, like everyone's like, "Hey, yeah, we know you're gay." And she's like,
What is this shirt? The
turn you straight?
Straight is great.
Yeah, straight is great.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had like the short shorts on then. I don't know if he wears normal pants the whole movie.
Does he then? I feel like there he's a little bit more conservative. I feel like he's got pants.
Yeah. Okay. And then you can see like he's definitely more conservative then because of his lingo. Specifically, we're trying to facilitate a dialogue. Like it's corporate homophobia. Like they're going through and they're using like the politically correct language.
Yeah. They're having like an intervention basically.
Yeah, like she's addicted to drugs or something.
Yeah. Well, because like even before that, like when she's going to school, like she's like, "All right, we'll see you later, parents." And then they're just like, "Oh, all right. Are you sure we're doing the right thing? Everyone's going to make it." It's like, what the fuck are they even talking about? And then the boyfriend is like making time for RuPaul to set everything up. And it's just like, all of her friends.
Like, one of the people is like sprinting past the car.
Yeah. And all of her friends are just like, yeah. What the fuck, Megan? You're gay as shit.
It's like pretty crazy to think about the boyfriend's mindset, right? He's like, my girlfriend's gay. So instead of like dumping her, he's like, I'm going to send her to a camp to make her like.
Yeah. Or like, do you care about her enough to just like maybe talk to her about it?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they make him an idiot, though.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely an idiot. Yeah. Everyone's a little bit of an idiot outside of the gay people. The straight people are kind of dumb.
It's just like real life.
Just like real life. Okay. I didn't want to be the one that said it. You know, my best friend is straight. I just want to put that out there before I get
there. I've got a straight friend.
Yeah. I've got at least three straight friends right here. Okay. She definitely doesn't understand it. Like when people come out and say she's gay, she gets like pretty violent at first.
Yeah, even like through this whole thing, like even by the time she gets to the camp or whatever, like she's still like, I'm not gay. Like I can't even like understand like how I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, this is normal. This is just what people think, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a common belief for people that are still in the closet, like, you know.
Yeah, I can definitely see how it's just easier to just be like, this is just how I am. Like, why do I need to, like, put a label on it or whatever?
Right. Well, I mean, for her...
She's not even that far in her exploration of what she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the greatest part of it.
But it does seem weird that they're, like, forcing it out of her.
Right, and I feel like that's intentional that the movie's portraying... that she is unaware of her own sexuality, yet everybody is telling her what she is. So if anything, it kind of confirms her sexuality without even being able to explore it on her own. It's like, I feel like it's very intentional. The movie does that.
For sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Like that's like a recurring thing where people putting words in her mouth where she like, doesn't get to speak or like form her own sentences really. Like later on when they're doing the therapy meeting with her family, and like they're asking about her root cause, and you know, the therapist starts saying, "Oh, it's because of this and because of that." She's trying to say, "Like, no, that's not what I think," but they just like steamroll past her.
Yeah, your father was emasculated by your mother.
No, I wasn't really like that.
He said it was only 9 months.
I got a better job.
I got a better job.
I got more money.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I do like the dad character a lot, even though, you know, he can't even say like homosexual first. He's like,
Did you guys watch the director's cut or the regular one?
I think the regular.
Was on YouTube.
Tubi, okay. I bought it because it was like $4 to rent it or $5 to just buy it on Amazon. The director's cut.
You didn't want to save that dollar? You don't need a candy bar?
Yeah, right.
That's what I said. I said 80 cents is 80 cents, man.
Nah, it's really not 80 cents.
It's really not even. It's just digital numbers.
But yeah, but they get there and they're just like, everyone else got there like a day earlier and they've all like admitted they're gay and they need her to like play catch up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny is that she's like one day behind, but like it takes a while for her to like catch up. Like it'll be like day four and she and they'll be like, oh yeah, they already did this part. Like they already know their route and all that stuff. Yeah, right. Like, she yeah, missed like, one day.
What's your route?
Yeah, no, that I love that. The gay route. Yeah. What's your gay route?
Yeah. What made you gay? Why are you gay?
What so Sam, what's your gay route?
What's my gay route? Donnie Darko.
Oh wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Explain, please.
You must have jerked off to that episode.
Okay, yeah, I definitely, you know, you could say you guys did six LGBT episodes because of Donnie Darko, yeah. But no, I was just watching Donnie Darko and I saw Jake Gyllenhaal's butt and I was like, wow. I just like all butts.
Boy, yo, yo,
and not just women's butts. And then I was like, cool. And I just figured it out right then and there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's my gay route. So if you want to make me not queer, like if you want to test out the hypothesis, you could go back in time. Instead of killing baby Hitler, right? You have like you could go back and kill baby Hitler.
Kill
like,
no. Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, kill baby Jake Gyllenhaal and then see if I'm still queer at the end of it. Yeah. And then we can see if that's the route.
I would like to change just a little bit and maybe just go back in time and have his agent just like burn the script for Donnie Darko.
Just make it so like that he just exists, never accepts but he's just, like, not successful.
All we get is Maggie. Kill him.
No, I think the only answer is to kill him when he's a baby.
Jesus, we only get Maggie and no Jake.
Oh, great! I'll still end up gay.
I mean, do we even get Maggie without Jake? I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, she just shows up in the Dark Knight.
Yeah, it's like her debut. It's the Dark Knight.
As a cast replacement.
I'm pretty sure that was her only movie.
Yeah, that might
be. She's in a few things.
Can you imagine? Yeah. That'd be a one hell of a one hit.
Yeah, that's all she's done.
Yeah, that's a pretty good career. You came in, did Dark Knight, left.
Dark Knight, I'm done.
Dark Knight, the deuce, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, but anyway, some of these gay roots are hilarious. I'll just like try to clip in maybe a segment here.
My mother got married in pants. All right, let's see. Duff. Too many locker room showers with the varsity team. Hillary.
Old girl boarding school.
Sinead.
I was born in France.
Clayton.
My mom let me play in her pumps.
I like balls.
Why, thank you for that, Jill.
But one of the people is just like, I'm French.
Yeah. I'm French. Yeah. Two said that. One girl said that she was lived in France, and the other one said she was born in France or something. I think that's
fair. That's probably one of the leading causes of queerness is French and Italian.
Just the French.
Yeah. Well, it starts with the Italians, and then it moves to the French.
But the Italians are gay, but they're homophobic.
Mm. Yeah, like Prince.
Just like Prince.
Nice.
I should do that movie next.
Oh yeah, that'd be it.
Purple Rain.
The gay Bruce was great. Yeah, there was the kid who was just like, oh yeah, we were in the locker room and they got changed and then I became gay, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, after swimming or something.
Yeah, after swim practice, it's like, okay, everyone does that. And then they do say that in the second time when they pops up, but yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are accepted and some of them are not accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, that one doesn't get accepted, but like the random bullshit they just make up, they're like, okay, French?
They're just like, no, that's not your route. And he's just like, oh, all right, well, I'll never figure out my route.
We should mention that the gay conversion is set up like AA, where you have like a step program.
Five steps.
Yeah, of basically acknowledging that God says that you're fucked up for being queer.
Yeah, they have to take like, what is it, gender classes, basically.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the opposite roles. Of what, like,
Roll gender classes.
They have to like reaffirm their gender identity, which is like, which is funny because that's like a huge talking point nowadays. This movie was like 20 years ahead of the game in terms of like dialogue. It was just like there. Already made fun of all the shit that was like culture war that's popping up nowadays.
Yeah, no. Just all the guys being gay as shit and then RuPaul giving the fuck me eyes to Rock the whole time.
Oh yeah.
When he like, rolls up with the like broom trying to flirt with, and he's stroking the broom and handle, and he's just like I thought that was so funny. Yeah, he's watching all the boys.
Oh man, yeah. I love RuPaul and the boys' antics, like when they're trying to chop the wood and
or fix a car, yeah.
Yeah, they're like pretending to play war. They're just like running out real quick. Yeah, RuPaul was great. Every scene RuPaul was in, he did great.
Yeah. Like the war cutout thing has like a big boner.
Yeah.
It's like a gun.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking at photos of the film, and
yeah, it's like
that's one of them in the background. It looks like a mushroom, but it's a big penis head.
The one guy standing up, just holding it out in front of the guy on his knees, and he's like, "Yeah."
Hey, Rock, when he like comes out with the broom, and is just like fucking like simulating like a jerk off with the broom.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and all those guys were bottoms, so they see that they're like, "There's a one top is Rock." In the whole movie. Oh, no, Rock and then the guy at the hide camp, or like the runaway camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy was a top tall guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laird. Yeah.
Laird.
Are you speaking of Laird?
Larry. Is that his name?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, it's Larry.
Larry. They're Laird X, Larry. X.
XX gays.
XX members of the camp.
Mm-hmm. That guy was in, Larry was also in Jingle All the Way. Oh, great. Another good movie. Died last year.
Nice.
Yeah, so then after, let's see, what was it? They do the roots, and they do the gender class, where they're reaffirming their gender. The boys was, like, the big montage, and the girls was, like, cleaning the floor and, like, washing up everything.
And baby diapers.
Cooking. Taking care of babies.
Yeah, and they were struggling taking care of babies. And this whole time, our main character, Megan, she's starting to fall in love, you know, slowly, after she's starting to realize that she's gay. She's starting to fully embrace it as she's going through the D-gay transition camp, right? Yeah. She's falling in love with the other girl there.
Graham.
Yep.
Graham.
And Graham have a little budding relationship starting to form up slowly. Starts off a little antagonistic, and then, you know, that will build up as the movie goes along.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, like, as they're working through the camp to make them more straight. The further we get along, our main character just gets more and more comfortable with being gay.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
She's discovering her sexuality, so it's like, oh, this is what I wanted all along.
It seems like these conversion camps would do. It's like, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll convert all the gay people to not be gay by putting them together in a house.
In the same room. In the same
We'll have them living together.
And
tell them to not be gay. That'll work.
And wear nice little short shorts.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you got RuPaul running your fucking conversion camp.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was doomed from the beginning, but
yeah, it's a bad idea. Like, we want people to be straight.
Either way,
so we'll put all the gay people together.
Yeah, it really just seems like summer camp.
Yeah, it does.
Does this still happen?
In some places, yeah.
Yeah, till very recently, till like I feel like
five years ago. No, it's still happening in some states, but a lot of states have started banning this stuff now, so it's like illegal. But you know, there's some states where you can still do it. There's like a thing rich people do where they pay people to like kidnap their kids and stuff, and then like which is like crazy.
Florida seems like they would be one of the states to still allow it. Maybe we can get you in there.
Oh, okay, yeah, we can test it out. We can do a real but I'm a cheerleader, but I'm a gamer.
But I'm a gamer.
Oh, I like that. That's a good spin.
Capital G, extra Y.
I think my favorite part of this movie was the girl that was in between Graham. in the lead that was zapping herself, and she was like moaning.
Oh yeah,
trying to like zap
she's
away.
Like masturbating with
yeah,
it.
That I know, random Australian girl.
Yeah.
Why was she Australian? Yeah.
Oh, no, not her. No, like the goth
Sinead.
Girl.
Her name is like Sinead or something.
Oh, yeah, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, just like zapping herself. Whenever I get dirty thoughts, I make myself feel pain.
Yeah, she would look at Graham like while she was sleeping and zap herself.
Well, at one point she says, "Is that Graham's sock?" And she's like, "Mind your business," basically. Yeah. Just.
Oh yeah, and then she goes off to masturbate, and then she catches like two guys making out.
Yeah, is that and then rats on him?
Yeah, I was like, you're like falling what in love snitch. With Graham yourself, she and said, then you're just like,
yeah, tasers like, both of them.
Fuck?
Yeah. Well, that was an appropriate response. The ew was because it was two men. You see, the ew was gross. These guys are men. Yeah,
I just like how she tasers them both to the ground.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and then she just snitches, just straight up, just snitches immediately. Just gives in.
Yeah. Gets them kicked out, or one of them gets kicked out, and one of them gets like put in a doghouse for a week.
Yeah, how long was he in there, dude?
A week.
It seemed like a full week. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like unhealthy. I mean, they're already at conversion camps. Jesus. So they're already in an unhealthy situation, but. Imagine the parent who is like okay with their kid going through conversion camp, but when they're put in the doghouse, they're like, that's too far.
Yeah.
No, they're probably like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, he is a dog.
Do what you gotta
whatever
do.
Takes.
Yeah. And there's lots of scenes with the parents being super homophobic.
Yeah.
Graham's
parents. Especially Graham's parents.
Yeah.
Well, they're mainly rich snobs.
Yeah, they're trying to blackmail her.
Yep, they're trying to blackmail her, and that, you know, that's like the big battle for her. She's like, do I want to get a job?
Yeah, it's you can have this trust fund and all this stuff, or else, like, you can figure it out on your own.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you can either get a job or suck a dick. It's like, you got no choices, and it's like, that's the ultimate battle throughout the whole thing.
Haven't we all been there?
Yeah, that's it. That's
story
that's the battle
of
for everyone.
All of our lives, am I right?
That's just being an American.
Yeah. I mean, where do you think Suck It Up Buttercup came from? I mean, come on.
Go on.
Go on now.
Yeah, go on now.
Don't you want this job?
Oh, yeah. Or you want to go down and get a job down at the Circle K?
Suck my dick or suck Circle K's dick?
Jesus.
All right. But then they like sneak out and go to that gay club, the Cocksucker.
Yeah. Oh, which is the best name for any club, gay or not. That's just a great club name.
Yeah. Would you guys go to the Cocksucker?
If it was a straight bar?
Why, you wouldn't go to a gay club?
I mean, I just wouldn't fit in, probably.
Nah, you'd be fine.
They wouldn't want me there.
I mean, yeah, we would say twerk.
Nah, they love you.
Hit you with sticks.
No, twerk?
Yeah, twerk. Twerk.
And
twerk
straight play. Shake my ass.
Yeah, and if you don't, then we're gonna hit you with sticks. That's how it works at the gay club.
That's how it works at the gay club.
Yeah, twerk, white boy, twerk. Know.
Apparently, conversion therapy, which is this movie is like making fun of, they were pretty spot on with. The tactics they use for the conversion therapy. So one of them is aversion therapy, which is the electric shocks. That's an actual thing. That's like the number one tactic. And then like cognitive behavioral therapy, which tries to counsel behavior modification techniques. And then religious counseling, group therapy, behavioral modification by making you date heterosexually within the camp. Which is exactly what they did. Shame and guilt, isolation, and psychoanalytical methods by trying to address your unconscious conflicts with your trauma. Assuming that's like the root part, they're trying to like solve that. So it's like spot on with like all the tactics that we basically saw what this would look like in real life.
Do
you think there's anyone that has gone through it and like not regretted it or like felt good about it?
I'm sure there's people that have been converted.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be, like, at least a couple people, right?
Oh, yeah. Some people have definitely been converted, and then they pretend that they're straight. And everyone who's queer can tell that they're lying.
Yeah, have you seen that video of like those, like, you know, those big like just church crowds where the guy like heals everybody? And it's like, it's like one of those, and the guy's just like, "I ain't gay no more. I don't like dick." And you can tell in his face, he's just lying to everybody, even himself. It's so hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, RuPaul is like an accurate depiction of the most successful gay conversion therapy patient. Like him just like...
In real life?
In real life, yeah. That'd be like the best case scenario. You get like RuPaul in this movie.
Oh, okay.
You movie, get RuPaul.
I thought you meant like as a drag queen.
No, not as a drag queen, yeah. No.
That's...
CoverGirl is not actually... Oh, I'm actually straight. No.
RuPaul is the most successful conversion.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying like the character in the movie, like that's like what the most successful one would look like. And like in general, the guys who run the runaway camp, which is like, you know, it used to be a lot more common where, you know, you would have elder gays, you know, not as common in the 90s and 80s because of AIDS and a lot of like the older queer men and women died. Right. So it wasn't many that were left. It was very like most of them were wiped out. But a lot of them would run like runaway camps, basically like that, for kids whose parents kicked them out, kids who didn't have anywhere to go. Yeah. It's not as common nowadays because, you know, most people aren't kicking their kids out for being gay. Right. So it's kind of like a most. Yeah. I mean, it still happens. Certainly. There's certainly like a house where that's happened in the past like 15 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, where they end up, like, after, yeah, they like, what, they kind of hook up or whatever, right? Or they're just making out real heavy and they get caught.
Yeah.
And then and then they kick her out and she ends up going to one of those.
Yep. Yep, she ends up going to one of those and she finds the guy that she snitched on earlier.
Yep. Yeah, is over there also.
He's happy as shit.
And then Graham says that she's going to sell out and, like fake a couple with Rock.
Yep.
Oh, yep, yep. She's gonna do that. So they have like the at the end of the program, they have this the that final test. Up. Yeah, where it's like,
oh yeah, what you gotta the like fuck simulate was this, sex, dude?
Yeah, that whole scene was weird. I mean, what that's
the hell? Yeah, they're like dressed like Adam and Eve, like with the leaves on like underwear. Yeah, and then just like now you
and
spread
she's
your
like
legs.
Literally directing a porn.
This is probably one of my favorite parts of the movie just because of how bizarre it is that Cynthia is literally making them, like, she's telling her son, she's like, kiss her like you want it, kiss her deeper, give it to her. She's like, all right, Rock, take the lead now. Take the lead.
Yeah. And then your legs
like,
just burst from your loins and it's rushing
it's
right
like
into her.
Doing push-ups on her.
And I'm like, oh yeah, they're like push-ups on her. That's the best part.
Yeah, it's just straight up.
Yeah, like no thrusting.
And then they pan, the camera pans to the other people at the camp, and they look, these kids look traumatized. They're just like zombied out watching this trauma.
I mean, yeah. That's what, to be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, that seems like an appropriate response to a scene like that, honestly.
Well, the Jewish kid is like, what about foreplay? And she's like, no, real men just get right in there.
They get in and they pump and they bump and come and they're done.
Yeah, they get in there, they dump it, and they're out.
I did mean to bring up earlier when they're all kind of like mingling, like they're dating or whatever. Like the Jewish kid is talking to Graham, I think.
Yeah,
and I don't know, and she's like kind of complimenting him or like saying
that
he's,
likes him.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I feel like an aggressor.
You're really manly.
Thanks.
I like that. Manly is good.
I feel like the aggressor.
That's
nice. That was hilarious.
You're so manly. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, there's another scene with him where he's like, I'm supposed to get the cake. Like, he's like trying to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they wrap up that whole like simulation thing, and then they're ready for graduation, and everyone gets to graduate except for the clearly gayest person in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spanish guy.
My boy Andre.
And he had some true final words before he left. He said, "You all lying to yourself."
Yeah.
Shit.
That's all it is. It's like, how good can you get at lying to yourself? That's what conversion camp is.
Yeah, what did he say? He's like, "I don't need some fruit telling me that how sexy I am," when he
he wasn't picking up on it.
Yeah, he was like, "Some fruit that just proved how straight he is to tell me how sexy I am." Okay, Andre. He's like, "Y'all are liars." And just like, bye. Shit. Just left. Yeah. And I was like, "God damn, give him two snaps up front." Shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the best part of Andre is the fact that when the guy was talking, he was just wanting him not to steal his moment more than anything. He just kept going, "Please stop. Like, I don't need, you're stealing my shine right now, motherfucker."
Yeah, Andre would be constantly like drooling over RuPaul or whoever.
Mm-hmm. He just wasn't meant to be macho, dude.
He just could be a butch.
He just was born to be a sissy, like he says.
Yep.
Bottom.
Bottom coated.
Bottom coated.
Yeah, that guy is such a bottom. It's crazy.
Crazy hot.
Dude, he walks into a Walgreens and the clerk goes, "Check and make sure we've got enemas."
Well, yeah, so at the graduation, the two people that got kicked out, or a couple of the people that got kicked out, are like trying to break up the graduation a little bit. She ends up coming in with her cheerleading uniform after she can't get her to come the first time. Does a little cheer for her.
Ma'am.
Graham. One, two, three, four, I won't take no anymore. Five, six, seven, eight, I want you to be my mate. One, two, three, four, you're the one that I adore. Five, six, seven, eight, don't run from me, cause this is fate.
Breathe into my hands, I'll cut them like a glass to drink from.
Yeah, she tries to go out, she's like, "I wanna prove that I love her," and she'll just run away with me, and then she just doesn't. But then the gay guys, they try the same thing, and they just immediately are just like already hooking up. They're like, "Yep, yeah, we're in there."
Yeah, they're like, hard behind the tree.
Yeah, which is a great example of gay men and gay women hooking up, because gay men really are like that. It's like 2 seconds, they're just like doing it already. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Dear God.
Yeah. I mean, the best part is one of the guys, he just worked retail. I think he's like more of an adult. He's not like a kid. He's
That was like the weird thing.
He was
thing.
There
he's
on
like
his own 18. Will. He just works retail.
Yeah, he just got so scared. He's like, oh, God.
But yeah, I mean, she does her cheer thing, and then Graham does end up leaving with her.
Yep.
She says, "Screw the trust fund."
Easy for you to say.
I mean, it took her a while. I mean, that was a tough decision.
Yeah,
no. That just
once you're
that
close to just being like at that point, I'd probably just
duke it out,
and then you can still just be gay later
with her.
I'm saying, like, they're gonna send you to college. Like, just go to college, be gay in college. Yeah, and then, yeah. I don't know.
Was it true love? Maybe.
Well, I think the cool part is, at first you're like, "Why? This seems like a fool's errand to like try to get her out of, like, she's just about to graduate. All she's gonna do, it's like bullshit anyways. The whole thing's bullshit." But then you do realize, to Daniel's point, but she will end up probably like moving on, like moving to college. Like, it is her opportunity, Megan's opportunity, to get Graham before she lives another life and like goes down that path under like her parents' will and power. So like, she kind of had to do it. So then it does actually become romantic.
Yeah, playing the long game.
Yeah, I mean, she could have gone back to her life, gone to college, and, you know, maybe rediscovered herself 5 years down the line.
Yeah.
But then at that point, who knows where they are in their lives, you know? Megan could be somewhere else. Could be hard to get a hold of them. This is before the internet, I think.
True.
Nah, Megan ain't got shit going on. She's a cheerleader. That's all she's got.
I mean, it seems like she's doing fine with her parents, at least her dad. I don't know if that was in the non-director's cut version.
In our version, there was like a post-credit scene where her dad comes out and it's like a support thing for...
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Oh, yeah, that was in... Okay. Yeah.
Okay, nice. And then the other post-credit scene, Nick Fury recruits Megan.
Gay Avengers.
Yeah, that's the director's cut version.
Gay She-Hulk. Gay Avengers.
Deadpool has an orgy with RuPaul and Rock and then kills the mother.
Yep. I think so.
Oh my god.
Is I don't Idris know if there's Elba a
you guys should get the director's cut.
Yeah, Idris Elba and Deadpool. Yeah.
Idris Elba and Deadpool, dude? The fuck?
I climb up into the crow's nest, feet first. And when I get there, I peer through my telescope, my golden telescope, and I see all the people at the camp discussing their gay root.
And I realized that when we finished swimming lessons, we would change in front of each other. And that's it. Why I'm a homo.
Andre, that's what kids do after swimming lessons. Change. Everybody does that.
But I took one look at those boys and I got a... You know what?
I, can relate to that. When I used to study with Jacob, we used to touch each other's legs and rub up against each other.
Blowing each other after your fucking bar mitzvah is a little bit different than learning how to dog paddle.
That is totally uncalled for.
Well, excuse me. But...
Nice. Not discussing Beirut, the country, but their gay root.
Yeah, their gay root. Nice. I feel like it's just around like step two, step three. Like around that part was really where I felt like the movie was like really peaking.
Climb some stairs up to the captain's cabin. And then I pee in his keyhole. And you know what I see? I see all that booty.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh.
And there's one booty that just pokes out right in front of my face. And that booty is my boy Andre getting kicked out and telling everyone what little punk bitches they are.
I just wasn't meant to be butt. I'm a sissy.
No. You should be proud of who you are.
Hello?
I mean, you're more than just a sissy. You're nice and clean and smart and sexy and firm and luscious and...
Excuse me. The last thing I need right now is some fruit who just proved he's straight telling my ass how sexy I am.
Shit. What really sealed it was the shit at where he just went, shit, and then just walked away. Because you know what? He was right. Y'all putting up a front and not accepting who you are. Go fuck yourselves. I'm the only real one. My boy Andre.
Yeah. Real, recognize real.
What?
As I brush off my knees from falling off the gay pyramid.
Okay.
I see a camp counselor. A camp reformation counselor yelling at her son to basically have fake sex better.
Yeah.
With a lesbian.
That was so weird. That was such a weird part. The whole time I was like, what? Simulation, what is going on?
Intercourse simulation.
Yeah, this getting ready for heterosex.
It's the most bizarre part of the movie.
Okay. Now, from this position, the woman will spread her legs, opening like a flower. That's wonderful, Graham. Now, at this point, the man will insert himself into the woman. Yes, rock, that's it.
Mrs. Brown.
What is it, Joe?
What about foreplay?
Oh, foreplay is for sissies. Real men go in, unload, and pull out. Wrong.
Great scene. It's just a great showcase of how weird the whole situation they're doing is. Boils it down to how weird.
Man, just how ridiculous, the whole thing is.
Okay, so I'm creeping up outside the ship, and I'm peering into the captain's window, and I see Josh sitting there, VR headset on, encased in a virtual blowjob.
Oh, classic.
And then I look up to the sky, and I see a family therapy session.
Graham, I hope you're getting a little more out of this program than that faggot over there.
Mr. Eaton, I don't find that appropriate.
No. He's right. It was a stupid-ass root. I'm never gonna know why I am a faggot.
I've heard enough of this crap. And when you get back from Switzerland, you better have this gay thing out of your system. Got it?
I got it.
Fuck up. No college, no car, no trust fund.
I felt like I just got like a lot of good insights of the characters. You know, seeing Graham's dad. I say, I don't want to sit in a room with a bunch of faggots and like...
what is it? He's like, getting felt up at a bar mitzvah is a little different than learning how to doggy paddle.
Out of pocket reactions from the parents, just seeing like the true reaction. And you can see the mom for Megan there being the more homophobic between the two.
Oh yeah, she's the radical one.
Yeah, she finds everything gross. Well, the dad finds it gross. He can't say it, but the mom says it like out of disgust. She's like, lesbian.
Nice. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that Megan, Natasha Lyonne, I think she carries it. Right?
Yeah.
Hard to dispute.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's a few candidates for Steele. I nominate RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
Nominate Rock. And I'd also nominate probably Andre and Joel.
Oh. No, yeah. For me, it's RuPaul all day.
Yeah.
Cause
me, it's Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Who?
Cynthia, the camp, the head of the reformation camp.
Kathy
Moriarty.
Yeah, no, she's great, but RuPaul just steals
I could see that.
Anything he's in. So
he wasn't in it enough for me.
RuPaul.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
But the scenes he's in, he's like hitting like 2 threes and he's like getting 4 assists in just like a couple minutes in each of those scenes.
Yeah, not only is his performance just like stellar, but the character he's playing, he's playing it well. Like the guy who's like repressed straight. Yeah,
exactly. He's scoring 13 points in 13 seconds.
Like there's that other layer of like, we all know how gay RuPaul is.
Yeah, there's like a good layer there. It's
we all can tell how badly he wants to fuck the shit out of Rock.
Yeah, I wish we all
feel it. Like,
that's like the one time where you can like actually see it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For me though, I really thought that Joel, the Jewish kid, really had some funny parts, and it felt like they kept coming back to him.
Yeah, he was pretty good. But, like, I mean, it's hard to pick out one. I feel like most of the side characters in this, like even like short little scenes, they're all written really well.
Yeah, nice. There's a lot of people going for the steal. I do think RuPaul probably gets the award, though.
Oh, yeah. Especially with that goatee.
Some good honorable mentions.
It's a 3 out of 4.
Kathy.
It's 3 out of 4. Majority.
Majority rules.
RuPaul. All right,
what about a recasting?
Wow.
Who's Idris Elba?
Yeah, where is Idris Elba going?
It'd be RuPaul's character, right? Yeah. That would actually work. Now, this is a joke, but that would actually work. It would work 100%. He could even play like a DJ version of himself because he's a DJ as well.
No, I feel like if you're going to have Idris Elba in, he would play the role of the bear at the runaway camp. He would play the butch guy.
As
Larry?
Larry, yeah. He would play Larry's role.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like this is a hard one to make today, honestly. I think Bottoms, I was telling Sam, I think Bottoms is probably like the closest that we're getting to something like this today. I don't know if any of you guys saw that.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone I would recast. I mean, the casting is excellent. I mean, if you wanted to make another character that wasn't a Bottom, you could choose a different guy. Like,
the girl from Workaholics, maybe, could be like Graham. Or not Workaholics. Shit, I'm thinking of a different show now. Cut that.
Get Rooney Mara. It's Graham.
Nice.
There's this like show. I can't remember what it's called. Yep. Really, really good input. Bronson. That's what I'm looking for.
Bronson. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. We're thinking of the same girl.
Yeah, the girl with the dark, or I guess they both have dark hair. Like the thinner one.
Yeah.
And you could just have the other girl from that as Megan, honestly.
Yeah, you could just get the girls from Runaway Dolls.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's basically like pick any of your favorite Dyke movies.
Okay, I'm looking at Broad City, and you know what? If I was going to recast RuPaul, I mean, Hannibal Buress would be a role. I don't know. But he's not gay enough, it's the only problem.
Hannibal Buress, he's great at just like popping in a movie for one scene.
If you wanted to cast
put him as like the camp counselor, like the person that runs the camp.
Okay.
Yeah. Like his role in Spider-Man, where he's just like the hands-off PE coach.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted to recast RuPaul, I think the only real choice would be like Lil Nas.
Idris Elba.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, Little
Nas. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're just trying to make this movie for money. That's all you're doing. You're working with a $100 million budget now.
Yeah.
I just want money, that is true.
You want more eyeballs on this.
Yeah, and I'm going to you know what? For Megan's role, I'm going to cast Chris Pratt.
Perfect.
Yep. I'd like to see Chris Pratt in a wig doing this.
Dude, I mean, yeah, Chris Pratt as a cheerleader.
I'd like to see Chris Pratt in a wig doing all this. Yeah,
I'd like to see Chris Pratt doing whatever.
Did anyone have, like, a least favorite scene?
Least favorite scene.
I don't know. I can't think of, like, one scene that I didn't like, but it did feel to me kind of like the more the movie went on, the jokes just started feeling mean. I don't know. Like, once you just, like, keep on, like giving these, like, stereotypically, like, aggressively mean jokes about gay people over and over again, eventually it started to just kind of feel mean to me. But,
I mean, you know, that's how gay jokes work. You make a joke to your gay friend, you know, once, and he laughs. And then, like, after a couple months of you berating him for being gay, that's he's gritting for his teeth. That is a real thing. Yeah. Anthony knows.
That's a real thing. You never had like a group of friends that just keep making gay jokes to each other and then they just lay into it?
Mm-hmm. And then one of the friends there is gay.
Lay into the gay.
No, yeah. And you can see their language evolve over time. Like, you know, I made the example earlier with RuPaul at the beginning saying we're trying to facilitate a dialogue. And so the end of the program being like, feel his meaty throbbing, you know, inside of you.
His throbbing passion thrust into you.
Yeah, talk about how men just just hit it and quit it.
Right, we can get into the thumbs up, thumbs down. And Sam picked it, so that means you go first.
No, thumbs up. I already knew that. That's an easy thumbs up. That's nice. A double thumbs up.
Whoa.
Well, why?
A break of the rules, too.
What the fuck?
Yep.
What do you love about
it? I got one thumb up my ass and one up Josh's.
Oh, my God. You did it. Yeah, I mean, it was a nice, quick, cute movie, you know? I enjoyed it. An hour 20 minutes, not even. I was like, oh, wow.
It's like an hour 25 with credits, yeah, so it's like, and then the director's cut is an hour and a half.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like director's cut. That's three and a half like hours.
2 hours and 40 minutes, yeah.
That's where they meet Bilbo on the fucking journey. But yeah, like I said, very lighthearted, quirky, cute movie, enjoyable. I'll give it a thumbs up. It's not up my ass, but the thumbs up.
Seems a little homophobic.
Nice. I didn't feel like it was like, I don't know, lighthearted. Is that the right term? I don't know. It felt like pretty like heavy, honestly, for a comedy, for a farcical kind of story to me. I felt like the first half, like really, I was like belly laughing a lot. And then, yeah, like I said, it started to like feel like, I don't know, maybe you just... a little bit much. I don't know. It started to feel like a lot going into the second half of just like all the stereotypes and stuff. But I still enjoyed it the whole time. I just felt like maybe funnier in the first half. But I give it a thumbs up still.
Nice.
I think the movie could have leaned more into the adolescent high school satire. It was very satirical. I think that's probably the best part of the movie, and the set design that we talked about earlier. There wasn't a part of the movie where I felt like it was too heavy, but I do like that it was able to transition from being absolutely fucking ridiculous. Like an example would be her slobbering when she's calling herself a homosexual on the chair in front of everyone. That shit was fucking ridiculous. It reminded me of like Scary Movie. And then it switches to like serious intimacy with Graham and her making like having basically like a love session. And it looks so serious. It's like probably one of the more serious parts of the movie. So I think it was able to blend a lot of different styles. And it was a fun watch. So thumbs up.
Nice. Nice. We'll sweep it then.
A sweep.
Bring out the brooms.
Yep.
Yeah. I do feel like this is like a LGBTQ movie, like for like gay people, like specifically. I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of the like gay movies that we've done have been like people like discovering their sexuality, and like this one is too, but it feels like this one is like just a little bit more like ham-fisted in its approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely more a celebration of queerness and the trials and tribulations of coming out, especially in the 90s. You know, there is definitely a big aspect of this movie that's going to be lost on queer people nowadays that come out and their parents are like, yeah, I knew you were gay, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's there's a big cultural shift that's happened in the past 20 years.
Yeah,
but it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's a heavy content because, you know, it's like pretty heavy stuff going on. Pretty nasty. It's just like the queer perspective, which the queer perspective is always like extravagant and crazy. I mean, you look at John Waters, right?
Yeah.
You look at just like queer film in general. It's always crazy. So it's just like that craziness applied to trauma.
Yeah, it's either like over the top or like super artistic.
Mm-hmm. I think it's both.
Yeah,
sometimes both.
Yeah, this nice one mix. Does have a good mix, yeah.
I mean, look at the Nathan Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic.
Over the top.
Over the top dramatic.
Yeah, okay, nice. Also, more evidence to Venom being gay.
Okay, here
I'm on the IMDb page for But I'm a Cheerleader, and I have gotten an ad for Venom, dude, like four times. Yeah,
literally, when you were saying that at the beginning, I was getting that fucking ad. And I just saw that's Woody Harrelson.
Fucking algorithms. You're both getting it?
You're like, oh, this guy's gay.
Yeah, that was
behind it's fine all of the time, like sex on the beaches. What else is in the tea?